talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy and Jill.
Happy Thursday. You were ready for it.
I was ready for it this time.
I've got my bougie energy drink over here.
I know. She's over here and like I could smell the caffeine. anyway, we are... It is. It's a great Thursday. The sun's shining. We got lots to talk about today. We're going to talk about some... The situation with the BSE in Brazil. We're going to talk about lots of things today. First of all, guess what? Before we get to weather.
What?
I got a new hat sponsor on Thursdays.
And it's in the right color.
I knew you was going to say something. Even Monty Tucker goes, Jill's going to be all over you on this one.
Yeah, where's my hat?
Anyway, I think he dug this one out of the closet. Anyway, new hat sponsor for Thursday is the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. So it's going to be the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Cap Hour, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. Easy to say. Complicated. And Monty come up with that all by himself.
Good job, Monty.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to give a couple tickets away here in the next segment. Last set I'm going to give away this week to the Josh Abbott Band at the Sugar Creek Casino over there off of I-40. What is that, 108? Somewhere in there.
I've never been to a casino.
Yeah. Good girl. Keep it that way.
I'm old enough, but no.
No, keep it that way. Let's check out some temperatures real quick. Slap out your 47. The May Ranch up there on the Kansas-Oklahoma border is 45. Over there around Helena, where my buddy Kip lives, is 49. Fairview's 49. Putnam's 49. I'm trying to remember. Camargo. My train of thought list. Camargo's 45. Not very far down the river. Arnett's 50 and 53 at Eric. 60 is the warm spot in western Oklahoma. They got 70s and 60s in eastern Oklahoma. Hollis and Mangum, you're at 60. And Hobart, not very far away, you're 51 degrees. I got a story for you.
Here we go.
My poor farm truck was needing a washing. So, anyway, I pulled into Mr. Pup's new drive-thru car wash there in Granite just to try it out. I made sure that my big old truck could fit through there, and it will. I'm going to tell you something. It is really cool. It feels like you pull into a, what do they call, water park. There's stuff hanging out everywhere, and you're like, what is that going to do to my truck and all this stuff? But it's really cool. And it cleaned that nasty thing right up. But there's one thing that his car wash got has that I don't think most drive-thru car washes got. It's really cool. And I don't know if it's because of the aerodynamics of where all of his little wash nozzles are and all this stuff. But if you have two or three loose rolls of hay wrap on the back of your flatbed truck, it blows them right off into the driveway, and you can drive off, and it just leaves them there, and you know he's going to pick them up. So it's a very good convenience. So anyway, and he's got the American flag flying out in front of it.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, I'm just kidding about the hay wrap, but it was a good thought.
It might make somebody really angry about that.
Probably. Anyway, it got my brown truck to white, so everything's good.
That's good.
And there was even some leftover animals that I've been trapping on the back, that liquid stuff that even came off. So it's all good. Anyways, we got that going. All right, I got to announce this. This came into off of our front office. Tornado Relief in Cheyenne. You guys are doing such a wonderful job. They truly appreciate all the donations, but they cannot take any more at the Bear Tracks building. So any more donations can be made at the First Baptist Church. That's pretty cool. And so anyway, thanks for all your donations and help. I know somebody showed an aerial deal on Facebook the other day of all the damage, and there was skid loaders, tractors. I think all the kids from Cheyenne School was out helping. Mm-hmm. So anyway, wonderful deal. When something bad happens, the community and surrounding communities all come together to help out everybody. I just hate it that we lost some life in that storm up there. And I noticed yesterday through my travels, the tornado that hit Reed did some pretty good damage. There's lots of barns blown apart. Dr. Kobe Roberts here in town. The building there on his property or next to him got blown away and blew all over his property, and big trees were blown over. And I noticed lots of power line poles.
Yes.
You know Bobby Martin?
Yep, I do.
Because if I said telephone poles, he would be texting in right now. So anyway.
I know Mr. Bobby Martin.
Yeah. Power line poles, new ones along the highway there, just before you get coming south, before you get to Granite Junction. So lots of damage over there in the Reed area. And luckily, it's just buildings and stuff and no life. Nobody was hurt that I know of. Anyway, but Harmon Electric got the power back on and everybody's happy, and I'm sure your dad was busy during the storm.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he didn't get sleep for around 36 hours, and I'm pretty sure his linemen didn't either, so they did a good job.
Yeah, we appreciate all the, you know, the county people were out helping also. Power line people, I'm not even going to name, well, I already said Harmon, but anyway, last time I mentioned all the power line companies helping with everybody, I failed to mention one up in the panhandle, because I didn't even know they were there. And I got a text message. We got lots of things going on. Let's check out one of the big three things that happened overnight before we go to break. The bleeding has stopped for now on the grain, so that's good. Grains and soybeans were higher in overnight trading on concerns about the future of the grain deal that's keeping the Ukrainian wheat flowing out of the country. One thing I have figured out is they keep bringing grain and stuff out, and there's a war going over there. Sooner or later, it's got to catch up with their farming, because there's all kinds of, I've seen tractors blowed up and all kinds of stuff. So something's got to give over there. The U.S. and Russian officials reportedly sparred at the group of 20 meeting in India today, each accusing each other of working against extending the Black Sea Grain Initiative, the agreement under which ag products are shipped from the Ukraine. From the war-torn Ukraine. Okay. Wheat futures for May delivery rose 7 cents to 7.17 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, and gained 4 3/4 cents to 8.21 a bushel in Kansas City. This is all overnight. Corn futures are up a nickel to 6.40 3/4 a bushel. Soybean futures for May delivery rose 3 3/4 cents to 14.98 a bushel. Soybean meal was up $2.30 to 4.72.60 a short ton, and soy oil fell 0.06 cents to 60.77 a pound. Okay, let's see what's going on weather-wise. I think we got some stuff moving into here today. I don't know if we're going to be lucky enough out in far western Oklahoma to get anything, but everybody east of us looks like they might get a little moisture. Winter storm watches have been issued for tomorrow for much of southern Michigan and northern Indiana, according to the National Weather Service. Heavy, wet snow is in the forecast with accumulations as high as 7 inches with wind gusts up to 45 miles an hour. Rain is expected to change over to heavy snow over portions of that area, especially near the Michigan border. Rapid snow accumulations are very likely. Further south, flood warnings have been issued for parts of southern Missouri, eastern Oklahoma, and most of Arkansas. Runoff from excessive rain may cause waterways to overrun their banks. A round of heavy rain likely will produce up to 3 inches of rain. That's going to cause some flooding. We need some of that out there. My ponds are zilch.
Ours is so dry.
Yeah. And, hey, you was telling me, we need to kind of poke on your dad a little bit. You said that he had to go to something with for the co-op this weekend. He's leaving you and your brother to calve out heifers.
Yes.
And what did you tell me if one comes backwards? What are you going to do?
Hey, I'm calling Joey at Circle M, and I'm like, you better come out here and help me because I'm not pulling this thing. You are.
Man.
I can be the support system. I will cheer you on.
Where's your mom come into this?
She's going with him.
Oh, you guys.
Yep, it's just us two. Oh. We make a pretty good tag team, though.
But you're going to Stillwater this weekend.
I am.
So brother's in charge.
He's in charge till Sunday.
Okay.
Yep.
Anyway, why are you going to Stillwater?
They're having a college informational day. You can go and kind of learn about your... I'm going into the Ferguson College of Agriculture, so I'm going to go to some informational sessions about that college specifically. I can learn, like, kind of what they offer in the fall so that I can better prepare myself for my classes and that kind of thing.
Right.
Yep.
And then what else are you and your grandma going to
do? Yeah, my grandma's going to go with me. She's never been to an Oklahoma State softball game, and if you're like me and you love softball, when you get to go to a college softball game, it's pretty darn cool.
Yeah. No. Those girls are good.
Yes.
And OSU and OU, luckily, both teams in our major universities in the state are freaking awesome.
Yep. OU's ranked number one, and OSU's ranked number three this year. So pretty good for the state of Oklahoma.
I can't wait for, what do they call it? Bedlam.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's in Stillwater this year, so.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about livestock, the market's going on, and we're going to talk about what happened at Hobart yesterday. With I seen some prices on their deals pretty good. And a friendly reminder that the goat and sheep sale is going to be happening at Hobart this Saturday, I think at 10:30. I'll get that. It's in the – hey, Penny News is out.
Yes,
and we're
going
to talk about that.
And I'm in it.
I know. And it's 36 pages.
It's a lot of newspaper right there.
It's cool. The FFA deal and all the sponsors. You see all those sponsors?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All of our people in our Western Oklahoma community did really well. And Liz and the girls here in the office, Penny News, did a jam-up job. Good pictures. They're all colored.
Yes.
You can tell who's kids who. And anyway, but there's... we'll talk about that here in a little bit. And then I want to ask you why you and Jancy was talking about me the other night at the sale. So anyway, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom backs, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs. Or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Get better beef bulls at an affordable price. The Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale is Saturday, March 4th at 12:30 p.m. Selling 84 bulls that have been feed efficiency tested on the GrowSafe system. They got DNA test data, birth, weaning, and yearling data, and ultrasound data. The Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale is Saturday, March 4th at 12:30 at a new location. From the Burns Flat Cotton Gin, go 1 mile east and a quarter mile south. Get information at davisangus.com or go to Facebook and search Davis Angus.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is now an Oklahoma authorized distributor for Avanta Seeds, offering Avanta Seed in corn, forage sorghum, and Milo. Avanta Seeds is focused on sustainable agriculture and providing farmers with quality seed. Avanta is now offering 0% financing through December 2023. So stop by SEI Agritech on South Randall or give Kent a call at 580-225-0317. For more details on Avanta Seeds, the future begins with a seed.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
It was 30 years old. A gentleman brought in a 30-year-old ratchet that quit working, and they replaced it. No questions asked. 30 years old, and they replaced it. Just like that. Napa Auto Parts offers a lifetime warranty on all their tools. They stand behind their products, and they take care of the people who buy them.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Good afternoon to all of Jimmy's great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, February 27th. 2,194 head were sold. 3 head of steers at 485 brought 247. 12 at 658 brought 204. 19 at 688 brought 192.50. 23 at 802 brought 183. 7 at 830 brought 185.50. 15 at 941 brought 179. 26 at 948 brought 176. 4 head of heifers at 369 brought 198. 5 at 553 brought 193. 13 at 633 brought 190. 85 at 682 brought 186.25. 19 at 709 brought 185.25. 23 at 755 brought 174. 19 at 844 brought 169.50. Butcher cows were 20 to 106. Butcher bulls brought 108 to 117. That's your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report. Exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We're going to have to get that guy to do one for you because your caffeine's kicking in.
I'm all wound up.
Golly. Anyway, welcome back to the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Cap Hour, brought to you by the Roger Mills Farm Bureau. As Oklahoma's largest general farm organization with members in all 77 counties, represented by 77 county farm bureaus, our work and efforts span all of agriculture as we work to ensure our state farmers and ranchers can focus on what they do best, growing and raising the most affordable, safe, and abundant food in the world. You can easily join Roger Mills Farm Bureau, which, by the way, has 378 members. I think I'm number 378. I joined. Anyway, by going to our office in Cheyenne, memberships are just $37.50 annually, and come, and that's $37.50, not $3,750. Anyway, and come with many benefits like insurance, life insurance, free roadside assistance, and discounts with various business. 580-497-2579, or you can easily go to okfarmbureau.org. And thanks again, everybody, from the Oklahoma Farm Bureau for sponsoring our Happy Cap Hour today on the Today in Ag Show. Okay, let me check out the weather in Texas real quick. At McLean, humidity is 45 degrees currently, 45% right now, not degrees. The wind's out of the east at 9 miles an hour with gusts up to 13. Peak gust today so far, 15 miles an hour. No precipitation so far in the whole 2 days of March. Red flag minutes today, 0. Sub-freezing minutes, 45. 8-inch soil temperature, they don't have it. It's not working. Something's wrong. I'm going to bet it's in the 48 to 49 degrees. Because I bet Miss Dr. Taylor Mouse, does that make sense?
Yes.
I sent her a Snapchat of my oats that are up and looking pretty. She was headed to her plow field. She planted hers about 5 days after me. So anyway, she was headed out there. I'm waiting on that Snapchat report from her. Well, we're going to give 2 tickets away to Sugar Creek Casino. The Josh Abbott band is playing. And I did find out via text line here that it is at the 101. That's the Hinton exit, not 108. That's the Cherokee exit.
Uh-huh.
I got that straightened out right by my better half. Anyway, so we're going to give away 2 tickets. This last 2 tickets I get to give away this week. And Miss Jill hit us with a question.
All right.
And which number of the text?
Let's do text line number 7.
Okay.
And you can text in at 580-225-9697. That's not right, is it? 9697. I did memorize it. Yes.
Yeah. Yes, you got it.
I feel right. I feel accomplished now. That's so hard to memorize for me.
I don't know how you can with all that caffeine you're on over there.
I'm on a lot right now.
Yeah.
All right, your question. It's really random.
What state produces 98% of the United States pistachios?
Oh, yeah. It sounds good. Repeat the question.
What state produces 98% of the United States pistachios?
You know how many iPhones are going to Google right now?
Yeah.
So anyway, we're good. Okay, let's check out some live and feeder cattle prices. April live cattle, $164.70. June is $160.27. August is $159.45. October is $163.92. Feeder cattle for March, they're still in the black, green, whichever way you want to go. March is $188.87. April is $194.35. Hogs are just kind of holding their own. The lean hogs for April, $84.40. May is $93.75. And June is $197. Cotton, while I'm here, cotton's creeping up slowly. May is 85 cents a pound. And July is 86 cents a pound. Okay, so the other night, you had the privilege of emceeing the premium sale at Sayre, at the Beckham County Stock Show.
And that was totally last minute.
Yeah,
like, it was. I walked out of the radio station, and my dad had texted me. He was like, hey, Monty Tucker wants to talk to you. And I was like, okay, well, send me his number. So he sent me his number, and I called him. I was like, hey, Monty, what's up? He was like, hey, I know it's, like, really last minute, but would you like to come down to the premium sale tonight over in Sayre and interview some of the kids, specifically the grand champions and some of the seniors that are
like
in it?
40 of the 80 people that were there.
Yeah, pretty much. And I was like, yeah, sure, I don't have anything planned. So it was completely last minute, but it was a lot of fun.
Like, yeah, so I could hear you because I got conned into the right-hand side of taking bids from the deals, and I couldn't quite understand you. But Jancy come up, Ripto come up on the stage, and then everybody was looking at me in the audience, so I know you were talking about it.
Yeah.
You want to refresh my memory?
No, I don't think I will. We're just giving you a hard time. Hey, you give it to us all the time. We're just giving it back.
You guys, but you did a great job, and I got to watch your dad sitting up there on the in the nosebleed section on the left-hand side. He smiled every time you come on the stage, and I even seen him giggle a few times, so you did a good job.
Thank you. Yeah, it was fun.
He has the right to be a proud dad. You did a really good job. $95,000 raised.
Mm-hmm.
That was good.
I had several people tell me that since they didn't get to bring their animals in this year, they really enjoyed the interviews because it kind of brought a fun twist to it. They got to know about the kids a little bit. That was kind of fun.
You know, some of the kids are shy. It's okay. It's natural.
Hey, some of those 4-H kids, though, they got big personalities.
There was a little blonde girl up there. I'd hate to mess with her now. She wasn't scared. Monty was giving her heck, and she turned around and gave him the woman look.
Did you hear what the one kid, I asked him, he was grand champion goat, I think, and he said, I asked him, I was like, what's your favorite thing about your animal? And he said, it's good. And I was like, man, that was straightforward and simple. I was like, I'll give it to you.
There was no way around it.
Nope.
No,
he was like, it's good.
It was fun. And the meal was good. And Barbara Dyson Ford here in Elk City had, I don't know, there was 10 or 12 guys over there cooking and doing.
It smelled good.
Yeah, it was good. Okay, man, your text line is lighting plumb up. And we forgot to do something.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I forgot to tell you because only one person did. I forgot to tell you that to ask them to text in their name, too. So start all over.
Good job, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Start all over.
We can just start guessing numbers.
I got their phone numbers, but I really want to. I got to make sure somebody's not double dipping on the tickets.
That would be, no, you can't have two tickets.
Yep.
You only get one.
All right, so everybody retext in your answer with
it's
your
Jimmy's
name.
It's Jimmy's fault.
Yeah, with your name. My bad. Anyway, the new penny news is out. I got to talk about it because the Jimmy's bull and female sale calendar has grown again.
Again?
There is 9 bull sales on the calendar now.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. And on page 4, you can find that. And you can get on pennynews.com and find it if you don't have a Penny News. But I want to talk about one of my new sponsors to the show and mention their bull sale today. The 2023 McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull Sale will be coming up Monday, March 27th at 1 o'clock in Sweetwater. And it looks great. So if you got, they got 30 Advantage Red Angus Bulls, 30 12 to 18-month-old Red Angus Bulls, and we got 46 registered Red Angus replacement heifers, 50 commercial Red Angus replacement heifers, and 40-plus commercial Red Angus first calf heifers. Not second calf heifers, but first calf heifers, okay? Anyway, McIntyre Red Angus. Go to McIntyreRedAngus.com for more information, or they'll have a commercial coming up here in the next segment. Listen to what we got going on there. Thanks for being a deal, and I will mention one more bull sale coming up after the next segment. Hobart yesterday. Let's check out some of the cattle prices. I seen some in $2,000 range on some cows, and that's pretty good. And then we're going to talk a little bit about some fire departments. How's that?
Sounds good to me.
Yesterday, steers weighing 300 to 400 pounds was bringing up to 287.50. 272 was actually average. 400 to 500 pounders were bringing up to 257. 5 to 6s were bringing up to 227. 6 to 7s up to 207. Market's getting there. They had some 800 pounders. 873s brought $1.52, but then they had some heifers. We're bringing 227 that weighed in the 2 to 3 range. 3 to 4 range up to 270. 4 to 5 range was up to 214. This is on heifers now. 189 on 5 to 6s. 170 on 6 to 7s. 7s to 8s. We're bringing $1.42. On their cows, pairs, we're bringing up to $2,600. That's pretty good. Average on the pairs was 2333, so there must have been some really nice Black Angus and Red Angus pairs he had in there yesterday. Let's see here. Slaughter cows, 103.50 was top end, and 118 was top end on slaughter bulls. A good sale. And again, friendly reminder, the goat and bull sale is coming up this Saturday at 10:30. Call the Hobart Stockyards. Ask for Mr. Rex Fleming. Tell him the Jimmy guy had you call. No, let's pick on Jill today.
Jill
met her with the Today and Ag show. Wanted me to call you and tell you I'm coming to the goat sale.
Go with that.
So anyway, but she'll be at the softball game.
Yep, I will.
Yeah. So anyway, all right. So there's some. There was a big fire the day of the sale, the premium sale, out at Allison, and. The Crawford Fire Department wants to send out a big thank you to everybody that brought them food and drinks and cold drinks and stuff like that. And big shout out to one of my favorite eating establishments, the Pack Saddle Bar. They got the best calf fries in Western Oklahoma in the Texas Panhandle. I'll argue with anybody all day long about that one. Anyway, they helped out the Crawford. The Roger Mills County Task Force and the Beckham County Task Force went out and helped Texas on fighting this fire. Raiden had a mechanical breakdown, and they need some help.
Yes, it did. Yep. So, as we all know, things happen and break down when fire departments are out fighting fires. While fighting the large wildfire that came north out of Allison, Texas, on into Oklahoma out by Raiden, the Raiden Volunteer Fire Department lost a transmission on one of their trucks, and the cost to repair is going to be quite expensive for them. The information on the truck is on a 2012 F550 6.7i. diesel. The estimate for repair is going to run about $7,400 for parts and labor.
Right.
If anyone would like to send donations to their department or help pay for the repairs, it would be greatly appreciated. Their address is P.O. Box 134, Raiden, Oklahoma 73660.
Yeah, or just get a hold of one of the raiding fire departments, yep. And or get a hold of the mayor. I don't even know if they got a mayor. But anyway,
I don't know.
I got buddies up there. I'm making fun of them. Anyway, guess who your winner is?
Who?
And you probably know him.
Oh, boy.
Mr. Rod Carver.
Oh, Rod.
Yeah.
I know him.
Yeah, he was number 7.
Okay, lucky Rod Carver.
Mr. Carver, I'll write your name down and on these tickets, and you can pick them up at the up front anytime between now and 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. And there's still a bunch of tickets in there that hasn't been picked up, so you guys need to come get your tickets. And because that's going to Joss Abbott Band. They're good.
Yeah. Didn't, you know, Caroline Thomas?
I know that name.
She's from around here. She's producing music, country music. I believe she opened for them later, like, last year.
Here's us all kinds of full kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah, she's good.
Yeah.
So if she's good, I can imagine they're awesome. Yeah.
Not only do you know ag, you know music.
I do.
And softball.
I can't sing, but I know music.
Skinny on Sports, I heard, was a really good singer.
Oh.
Have you heard that Aaron's a good singer?
No.
Maybe we get him in. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we got, what do you got to talk about? What are you going to talk about over there?
I got a BSE article.
Yeah, the BSE article and also
and the OQBN sale season.
Yep, sounds good. Anyway, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Wouldn't it be great to partner with a feed company that knows all about the cattle industry? A company that owns and raises cattle themselves? A company that knows the blood, sweat, and tears you put into the operation every day? That company is Hobart Farm and Garden. They are your local high-pro feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
The biggest mistake I've seen when people are purchasing insurance or coming in to visit with us is being underinsured. You know, the state minimum on auto insurance is $25,000, $50,000, and that's too low. I mean, if you run into somebody's new vehicle and it costs $50,000 and you only have $25,000 in coverage, that's going to come out of your pocket. So, you know, we try to make sure that our customers are insured how they need to be to get the coverage. I mean, if you're going to have insurance, you need to have it for the right reasons, and that's to protect themselves. I mean, that's why they have it. I'm really in the business of protecting the customer. When it comes to protection, it's not a large amount more to go ahead and get the coverage you need.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
Good afternoon to all you great stewards of the land. This is your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, February 24th. I'm Drew Cobb. 1,512 head were sold. 3 head of steers at 290 brought 288. 6 at 453 brought 244. 12 at 490 brought 216. 7 at 532 brought 200. 11 at 620 brought 196. 9 at 626 brought 185. 4 at 714 brought 173. 4 head of heifers at 413 brought 208. 7 at 435 brought 216. 3 at 485 brought 194. 18 at 554 brought 187. 11
11 at 634, brought 168, 3 at 675, brought 170, 9 at 821, brought 162, 50. Butcher cows were 60 to 110, butcher bulls brought 96 to 129, 50. Bred cows were 600 to 2,000, pairs brought 1360 to 1875. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. Consigned, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. That's 580-497-6095.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Man, when Drew's doing this, the Elk City and the Western Oklahoma Livestock Report, he can hear that Kentucky drawing.
Yeah.
He thinks he's fitting in out here, but it sounds way different than us rednecks out here.
Oh, for sure.
Man, this is cool. Jake Dameron, you know him?
That name sounds very familiar.
That's Jack, one of Jack's kids. One of Mark's nephews.
I probably know him if I saw him.
Anyway.
I'm horrible with names.
He Snapchat in, got this baby girl in the carrier, baby, what do you call it? Carrier? Yeah. Baby carrier?
Yeah.
Anyway, she's sitting in the floor and they're either putting down fertilizer or spraying chemicals. Anyway, he sent me a deal. She's listening to you guys. So anyway.
Oh, that's exciting. Yeah. Well, welcome back to the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Cap Hour, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. And I've got your weather for you out of Northwest Oklahoma. I picked Alva, Oklahoma today. It is 48 degrees. Actually, let me refresh that, because I haven't refreshed it in probably about 40 minutes.
Yep.
It's still 48 degrees, but it feels like 42 degrees. Humidity is 50%. Wind is out of the northeast at 14 miles an hour. Wind gusts can get up to 20 miles an hour today. No warnings today. That is a good sight to see for once. Today, you have a high of 49 degrees. Winds out of the northeast getting up to 12 miles an hour. It's going to be mostly cloudy. Tonight, it's going to have a low of 31 degrees with winds out of the north up to 18 miles an hour. And you got a slight chance of rain / snow, so I'm going to call that sleet. There's only a 40% chance, but 40% chance of
sleet. Better than 30.
We'll take anything at this point. Tomorrow, the high is 58. It's going to be mostly sunny. Saturday is going to be 60, mostly sunny, and Sunday is going to be 75 degrees. It's going to be beautiful on Sunday.
Yeah, while you're pulling heifers, calves.
Yeah. Let's just hope that doesn't happen. I don't really feel like that. No, and I've got an article about the 2022 and 2023 OQBN sales season brought to you by Paul Vining of Oklahoma State University. The Oklahoma Quality Beef Network, or OQBN, VAC 45 sales recently wrapped up with the final winter sale held on February 7th at McAllister Livestock Auction. Raising cattle during prolonged drought conditions while contending with exuberant feed and fertilizer costs is difficult, requiring determination and deserving admiration. The livestock auction facilities that held OQBN VAC 45 sanctioned sales have been top-notch host. Even with drought and elevated input costs, over 3,200 calves from 61 different ranches were enrolled in the OQBN VAC 45 program. Matching last year's participation, a memorable highlight was LaFleur County Stockyard in Worcester, Oklahoma, holding its first OQBN sanctioned sale in December and selling over 800 OQBN calves. For calves to be eligible to participate in the OQBN VAC 45 program, calves must be castrated, dehorned, and weaned for a minimum of 45 days prior to the date of sale. Calves must be vaccinated twice against respiratory BRD pathogens and twice against, bacteria, back leg vaccinations. That's what we're going to go with prior to sale. While many beef sales preconditioning programs are available, the OQB and VAC 45 and a few other programs have the unique requirement of third-party verification. Following program enrollment, an extension educator will conduct a ranch visit and verify that calves meet the necessary requirements to participate in an OQBN sanctioned sale. This extra step in the preconditioning process provides ranchers and buyers with added confidence that OQBN calves will remain healthy upon entering the next phase of the beef supply chain. On average, calves participating in the OQBN
sales received premiums over similar non-preconditioned calves selling in the same sale. Recent sale data is being analyzed, and overall premiums for OQBN calves sold in the past sale season of the 2022-2023 season should be available soon. Past sale data complied by Oklahoma State University Extension professionals from 2011 to 2021 indicated an average market premium of $12.55 for OQBN calves compared to similar non-preconditional calves selling in the same sales. We expect this trend to continue for the foreseeable future due to the continued demand for preconditioned beef calves.
Yeah, those guys have been making some extra monies in those deals.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of ways to make extra money in cattle. You just got to want to and put the effort in.
Oh, for sure.
That's all there is to it. I got a text on the text line, and if whoever this person is that texted us in something about the veterans farmers opportunities for women veterans, will you email that to me? I cannot open it on the text line for some reason, but my email is very easy. It's jimmy@kecofm.com. Really easy to do, if you don't mind, because I'd really like to see what that is. It's the first time I've seen any. I know we got some stuff going on for farmers and opportunities with veterans, but I like it because you put the women deal in there, so we want to be equal opportunity, right?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, so anyway, it'd be cool. And I know a lot of women veterans. Anyway, I had one of your answers from a local person here that I know very well, you know, California.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, California. So anyway, I guess he did it. So anyway, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we will finish up with the show. I have a deal on four market factors to watch in March for grains, commodities, mm-hmm, that everybody needs to know about. And then what else we got coming up? Oh, let's just take an Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, and we'll talk about it when we get back. How's that?
Thanks.
Be right back. Good.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is a basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stalkers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with Hi-Pro. For Hi-Pro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock, and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull Sale is Monday, March 27th at 1 o'clock at Sweetwater. Featuring over 30 age advantage Red Angus bulls, over 45 registered Red Angus replacement heifers, over 50 12 to 18 month old Red Angus bulls, over 50 commercial Red Angus replacement heifers, and over 40 commercial Red Angus first calf heifer pairs. View the sale online at cci.live. For sale info, go to mcintyreredangus.com. The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull Sale is Monday, March 27th at 1 p.m. at Sweetwater.
DJ's Rentals and Sales in Elk City is celebrating 35 years in business thanks to you, their loyal customers. Bobby and Trish invite you to help them celebrate all year long. Stop by every chance you get. They look forward to seeing you. DJ's Rentals and Sales on South Main in Elk City, where they rent most everything and sell new mowers too. See all they have to offer at DJsRental.com. That's DJsRental.com. And be sure to check out their ad in each week's Penny News.
Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers. It's heavier steel. They're built better. They're tough. They've got rubber flooring, every kind of amenity that you can think of in a ranch trailer. They're framed in differently so that you're not having crackouts and breaks in the trailer frame. Their tires come 18 ply. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. The name of our business is Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing, 303-4246, 303-4246.
Great bulls are what you'll find at the Coyote Hills Ranch Bull Sale in Chattanooga, March 11th. Selling 90 limb flex bulls, 75 fall yearlings, 15 spring yearlings, all black, all polled. All the bulls are developed and performance tested, all with genomically enhanced EPDs, semen tested, and trick tested negative virgin bulls. For sale information, go to the website, CoyoteHeelsOK.com. That's CoyoteHeelsOK.com. The Coyote Hills Ranch Bull Sale, Saturday, March 11th at 1 p.m. at the ranch in Chattanooga, Oklahoma.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back to the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Cap Hour today, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. I have your weather now for Southwest Oklahoma. I've got Mangum, Oklahoma. It is 63 degrees and feels like 63 degrees. The humidity is 49%. Wind is out of the northeast at 10 miles an hour. Wind gusts can get up to 15 miles an hour today. Today is a high of 62. It's going to be partly sunny. Tonight, you have a 60% chance of rain showers that can get as low as 33 degrees. Tomorrow is going to be a high of 61 and sunny. Saturday is going to be sunny with a high of 63. Winds are going to be a little gusty, getting up to 17 miles an hour out of the southeast. And then Sunday, it's going to be almost 80 degrees. That's like summer.
Don't wear a visor.
No. Yeah, don't wear a visor.
She was telling me, I said, why don't you want a visor? So she parts her hair in the middle and wears a visor. Skin.
You'll burn it.
Anyway, Jake Dameron, I know you're listening. Put that kid back in that safety seat while you're driving equipment. Come on. Anyway, bring up another bull sale. It's on my sale calendar and the Penny News. Coyote Hills Ranch bull sale coming up Saturday, March 11th. So it'll be a week from this coming Saturday in Chattanooga at 1 p.m. at the ranch. Selling 90 limb flex bulls, 75 fall yearlings, 15 spring yearlings, all black, all polled. We got all kinds of things going on. Mark the date for May 6th. They're going to have their Coyote Hills production sale. That's where the ladies come in at. All bulls on this first one. And they got, just to rattle off some of the consigners that'll be at this limousine bull sale for you guys that like limousine bulls. The Diamond Hill Cattle Company, the Barton Family, the Churchman Limousine, and Just a Mirror Farms. Just a Mirror. That's three words.
Not one.
It's got little things in between them. Anyway, it's pretty cool. Anyway, so that's coming up. For any questions on this sale, call 3006. That's the sale manager there. And we got, here we go. We got Bruce Lawrence. He's a Lawrence Family Limousine. 806-790-2535. Anyway, got that going on. Again, friendly reminder from us up here that was brought into us right before the show started. Tornado Relief in Cheyenne, they truly appreciate all the donations, and they're getting a lot of them, but keep them coming. But cannot take any more at the Bear Tracks building, so any more donations need to be made at the First Baptist Church. Right?
Yep. That's what you said.
That's what I said. Let me check out this four market factors for you real quick, and maybe we'll have time for your other deal there. At a meeting, let's stop right now.
I'm stopping.
We got to do your old YE deal.
Okay.
Why I remember.
Okay.
All right, do your old YE deal.
So a record was set at OYE for entries this year. So the stage is set for the 2023 Oklahoma Youth Expo, just like every year. It's coming up March 6th, and it will run through the 17th at the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds. Cass Newell, the executive vice president of the Oklahoma Youth Expo, says the entries are up again at the OYE by around 4,000 entries when you total everything together. That's crazy.
What was it last year, 27,000?
I don't know. It's a lot.
Google it.
She said it's the biggest jump that I have ever seen for OYE. She also says, to no surprise, the Hogs are up the most of anything again this year for both gilts and barrows. Over 18,000 gilts and barrows have been entered for the 2023 event. She says as she's especially excited about the big jump in entries for the Ag Mechanics Contest, up 117 entries from 2022 to 269 this year. And they have rented extra space to accommodate the much larger contests. This is the fourth year for the Ag Mechanics Contest at OYE. And Superintendent Jerry Renshaw has expected continued growth, and that is the case in a big way this year.
Wow. Well, while we're on this, I've seen a couple times where Bray and Haven has shared this deal from the OYE. Lots of misinformation going around about the new Coliseum. Yeah. The existing Jim Norick Arena will stay standing until the new one is done. Then a new connecting facility will commerce where the Jim Norick sits right now. So that's pretty exciting for the fairgrounds at Oklahoma City.
Yep.
But don't worry, you're still going to be showing in the old Coliseum this year and next year.
Yep. OYE said that they would use it for the 2023 show and the 2024 show, and then that the Coliseum construction should be done by then.
And so I'm pretty sure Bray Haven knows.
I'd say he does.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Anyway, don't worry. Everything's cool. They got her under control.
That's good.
The Cattlemen's Congress had their deal in there. Everything was just perfect. All right. So at a meeting in Iowa earlier this year, the questions started as soon as this gentleman, Al Clueless, walked in to the door. He said, "Hey, Al, do you expect the old John Deere low again this year? In the 1970s and 80s, I often waited to buy soybeans until the first half of March. That was when many farmers needed to make their John Deere payment." That's why they were selling the soybeans. And many farmers also had to pay cash rent on March 1st in some states. March 1st is when farm real estate taxes are due. I used to have my livestock buyers buy corn and soybean meal in the first week of March and the first week of October. When you add up all the cash sales, a lot of corn and soybeans were forced onto the market into a short time. The selling pressure it created often resulted in a significant low. However, in the past decade, farmers have become more disciplined in making sales. In other words, they're managing their money. And furthermore, in March, the focus is on weather in South America. I still view early March as a key change of trend time window, he says, when I project a possible high or low in the grain markets. As with last year, this January into early March, weather and weather forecasts were the main factor driving corn and soybean prices higher in the first quarter, and they've been really nice. So here's the four factors you should be watching. Alignment of corn and soybean futures. In the 80s, when prices were pounded down to March lows, the May and June futures offered a large carrying change to the March contract. Two, cash basis levels. This year, basis levels are very strong, indicating elevators and processors want your corn and soybean right now, and they're willing to pay a premium for March delivery over delivery in 30 to 60 days. If you're willing to use options, then one strategy to consider is to sell the cash corn and soybeans and transfer the risk to July call options. This can save you a lot of interest at the bank, if effectively creates a minimum price contract. Number three, trade expectations and the market reactions to the March 31st USDA prospective plannings report. There you go. Number four, weather trends in the southern and eastern corn belt. With La Nina fading and El Nino forecast for this summer, I am more concerned about planting delays in the spring than about another drought year. Delayed planting across the central corn belt could create a weather scare rally, you should use to make more corn and soybean sales. Now, back to my question from the Iowa farmer. Do I expect a low in the corn and soybean markets in March? There's too many Mars in that word there. I think there's more likely to be a low or at least a pause in the corn and soybean markets before we move to the ultimate May market. How about that? There you go. There's your Jimmy's tip of the week, financial tip.
Tip of the week.
Hey, don't call your broker and say, Jimmy said, I'm reading this off the internet. You can read it yourself. Anyway, we got that going on. So you got, what you got planned for today, the rest of the day?
Not much. I kind of had a busy morning this morning, so I don't really have anything this afternoon.
I know, you come in here looking all tired, and then you slam that calf. What'd you call that drink?
It is called a cottontail colada. It's quite the mouthful, yeah.
yeah, and it fired you up in about 10 minutes.
So well, I walked in here and you were like, well, you look tired. I was like, that's why I got this.
Well, hopefully we get some rain tonight, everybody. And I don't know. It doesn't look great, but it looks good south and east of here. Oh, yeah, we need rain. A lot of people have been planting oats, and our wheat crop needs it, and we did it. And thanks for everybody participating in the Josh Abbott band deal. She did good.
She did.
You did good. You got lots of people to text in, although I failed to mention the name deal.
Well, it's because they like me.
Yeah, I guess. Well, I know you're a lot prettier than I am. Anyway, we'll see you, what, next Tuesday, maybe?
We'll see.
She's a surprise guest.
I am.
Anyway, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a great day. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy and Jill. God bless.